Welcome to Order in the Chapel, the podcast where we take the chaos of wedding planning and turn it into a well-ordered affair. I'm your host, Cece Lima, a wedding industry vet and luxury venue manager here to guide you through every decision, detail, and dilemma. I've seen it all, from the black tie-only ballrooms to the must-have biscuit bars, and I don't let chaos take the stand. At my venue, order always wins.
And I'm your co-host, Colby Sandoval, a seasoned wedding planner and design expert. I fight for beauty, logic, and a flawless timeline. I don't just plan weddings, I win them.
So whether you're a bride, part of the family, or deep in the vendor trenches, we're bringing you the structure, the solutions, and...
let's be honest, the sass you need for a smooth wedding planning experience.
So court is in session. Grab your binder.
Honey, pour you a glass of wine.
And let's take notes, because when you know, you know. Okay, so this is our first episode of our podcast, and it's kind of about why you need this. We are both wedding professionals and have been doing this for a long time, and so you can use this as a guiding tool and ask us any questions. We're just kind of here to set a standard for weddings in the event industry, but also like a structure and how-tos and tricks and tips and all the things. So a little bit about Colby. I'll ask you some questions and you can kind of just tell everybody. How did you get started?
I started back, believe it or not, when I was 15. My mom and my aunt were actually like our family event planners. So anytime we had to get together or a wedding or just any kind of celebration in our family, they always coordinated and planned and got everything together. And I just loved being in the nitty-gritty of just helping and decorating and setting up. And they were actually going to start a business. And my mom had to take a step back to help my dad. And then my aunt went on with her career. And so I just one day woke up and was like, I'm going to do this. Like, I got this. And so I landed my first wedding at 15. It was so much fun. It was a lot of work. It was 3 days of no sleep. But at the end of the day, it was the most rewarding thing I have ever done in my life. And I just fell in love with everything that has to do with the wedding. And so I ultimately turned it into the company that it is today.
Awesome. And your company is called, so everybody knows,
Effortless Elegance.
And it is a full service planning.
So full service wedding planning and coordinating. We have a couple of different packages from full service planning to partial and then month of coordinating. And then under Effortless Elegance, we also do in-house floral, and we also have a rental company. So it's kind of like a boutique one-stop shop. Get all the things you need to make your wedding planning easier.
So what would you say is the reason why you care so much about people's special day and making sure that it, you know, is perfect and goes exactly the way they want it to?
That's kind of the number one question I get asked why I started this company, because I was going to way too many weddings and other events that the mother of the bride and the bride were just like physically at it arguing all day, every day, because they were like, no, I want this and I want this. And then just kind of the day of the wedding, you could kind of see and feel that tension. And I pride myself in this because getting to take that away from the client and letting mom actually get to be mom and the bride actually get to be the bride and get to enjoy the entire day of the wedding, because this is something that you don't get back. And I also understand that trusting somebody to handle one of the biggest and most important days of your life is a lot of pressure. So just running through all the details and making sure that we have everything in order is super, super important to me, because I understand that just handing over your entire wedding day to someone is a lot of stress and it's a lot of pressure. And so making sure that that is seamless is something that we really focus on.
So you would say, like, your role as a wedding planner, wedding coordinator is kind of like diffusing bombs, like a stabilizer.
Yes. So there's a lot of things that happen that go on, you know, before the wedding, during the wedding, and after the wedding that a lot of times clients don't know about unless somebody says something. An instance that I can think of is my last wedding of 2024, 2 hours before the ceremony, the groom didn't check my checklist that I had sent the week of the wedding, and he actually forgot his shirt. So we were about to jump into photos, and we made it work. We got through his dad's photos, all the things. His dad took off his shirt, switched shirts, and then one of my girls ran into town, got him a shirt, came back, and we made it work. And the bride didn't find out until after the wedding. And I literally told everybody, do not say anything. Do not talk about it. Do not share it, because I don't want the bride to find out upstairs, and I don't want to cause more wedding chaos. Mm-hmm. And so just kind of diffusing situations to where clients and the bride don't even know is something that's super important, because you don't, there's already a lot of stress on the wedding day, and you just don't want to add more to that.
Yeah. Yeah. What would you say, like, is your big, like, one wedding pet peeve that you, like, absolutely object to? Because I know you do a lot of different style weddings. You work with a lot of different people, a lot of different backgrounds. And it probably, like, you know, every wedding is unique. Is there something that's like, we will not be doing this? If you work with me in Effortless Elegance, we will not be doing this.
I mean,
Is it too tricky?
It's kind of tricky because there's a lot of pet peeves that I have that, you know, sometimes you just got to roll with the punches. I can think off the top of my head when clients are like, oh, I'll bring the cake, forks, and plates. And I'm like, no, you won't. Like, I'm going to bring that.
Because they'll 100% because they'll forget it.
And then when I ask them, you know, when we are setting out and checking list at 10 a.m. and I'm like, hey, do you have the box with the cake, plates, and the forks? And they look at me like, and they give me that look, and I just kind of.
Yeah.
Do this to them. And I'm like, I got it. And so I text the girls. And that's why we always have backups, because, you know, I'm such a let's plan for the best or hope for the best, but plan for the worst. So we're always going to hope that, you know, things are going to go well. And if they don't, I will always have B, C, and D planned out if A doesn't.
Right.
Another thing, not that I don't like it, it's just a lot of work. And it's so ironic that we're shooting this the week of, you know, the Met Gala was on Monday. And I literally tell people to make a seating chart is the hardest thing ever because, I mean, day-to-day things happen. People break up. People get divorced. Family drama, all the things. And so when making a seating chart, I remember one wedding, we literally stayed up all night the night before the wedding because there was some family drama that had went on at rehearsal. So we had to completely throw the seating chart away. Mm-hmm. And it was literally like Anna Wintour doing the Met Gala, and you have all of these boards, and green is that person can sit there. Red is there's some people that they cannot sit by and they've got to be moved. And yellow is there's kind of like a floater, like they are mutual with everybody. Mm-hmm. So a seating chart is just so hard because family dynamics. And, you know, like I said, people break up and get divorced and this and that. And it's just, it's the hardest thing to navigate and maneuver because you cannot please everybody. And that's the one thing that I tell all of my clients is you can't please everybody because somebody's going to be unhappy with where they're sitting or the bar or this or that. And it's just, you've got to roll with it.
Yeah. We're going to jump into what we call seating charts from hell. Can I say hell in here? I'm saying hell. And that is going to be something on one of our episodes that we're going to focus on. Brides take this as a priority, but it adds so much stress. And we're going to kind of give you some tricks on how to, like, avoid that. But so stay tuned. Yeah, in another episode, we'll touch big on you know, where to sit, the family tables and the children and the, you know, all the seating chart things that you can do. So, and you keep mentioning your team and, like, sending girls on errands for things that pop up. And as a venue manager, having a coordinator that has a team to rely on those things is so important. I strongly recommend that when you hire a coordinator, you hire somebody with a team. Not only does the venue, you know, I'm currently at Madewell Estates, require a flip that needs a lot of event support and event staff, but those errands that you can run, you know, somebody to just, and it just helps make like everything seamless. And the bride didn't even know that he forgot his shirt.
And it's one of those things, you know, cause I was on both sides of the spectrum. I was wedding planning and coordinating by myself. I was managing weddings of 300 people and decorating and doing the floral all by myself. And it was a lot of stress. It was a lot of pressure. And I look back on those days and I'm like, I absolutely don't know how I was doing any of that without a team, because my team always has my back. They set me up for success. I set them up for success. And it's just nice to know that, like, I don't have to worry about this or that getting done because I know it's going to be done. So I can kind of be on the forefront and really get to check on the bride and groom and get to go mix and mingle with family and just check on everybody and not have to worry about, are the sparklers getting ready? Are, you know, at 9 o'clock, are the little glow sticks going to come out? Are the cake plates there? Are we, you know, just all of the little wedding logistic things I know are going to be taken care of. And my team does a really good job about that because they know that I like to be in the forefront and I like to mix and mingle and just make sure on the forefront of everything. Everything is looking really good. The bride and groom are taken care of. There's, you know, if the DJ needs something, I can run and do that. But me just knowing that I'm able to do that because on the backside of everything, everything is getting taken care of. I don't have to worry about it. My team has got it. And if they, you know, need my help, they can get a hold of me. But 9 times out of 10, I mean, my girls are rock stars and I don't ever have to worry about stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Okay, you asked me a question.
So
I'm dying about myself.
I want to know what got you into the wedding industry, because you are, I mean, you came from Dallas, so I want you to kind of talk about that and the luxury side of weddings. So what got you into the wedding industry and what does the luxury side of weddings look like?
Okay, so I graduated from Texas State with in mass comm with a focus in PR, and I got my first internship in Austin with an incredible planning company called Pearl Events. If you're getting married in Austin, strongly recommend checking them out. Becky Navarro and her team are absolutely fantastic. But, she kind of taught me at the very beginning what these planners are doing. It's crazy how much planners take on. And I moved to Dallas, didn't know anybody. I was just like, you know, I'm going to roll with this event industry and weddings, and I'm going to work my way up, you know. And I started at a marketing job, and then I went to a country club, and, then I got, my break at a venue where I was managing it and all the, the different halls that we had inside that venue. And so it was a lot of doing events, seeing what, like, particular area I wanted to play a role in, and I got into venues because, one, venues are there at the very beginning till the very end. I get to be a part of not just the day of, but, the planning process to make it a positive planning experience for the couples and, see them grow. We've had people get, at Madewell Estates, we've had people get engaged at the venue and do engagement, photos there all the way through their wedding. And it's just special to see it come full circle. So that's why I'm passionate about the venue side. I'm also very the type of person that needs structure. I like a plan. I like to follow a plan, obviously, some things don't always go to plan and you have, again, a plan B, C, D. But I like to make sure that that day is as organized and prepared in the back end as possible. And this comes, into play with working with a lot of different vendors and a lot of different components. When I finally worked my way up, after 10 years of doing weddings in the industry and venue management, which I have experience in design, I've had, done venues that also do catering, so I'm doing the tastings and all of that stuff too. So I left Dallas September of 23 to move back to Lubbock because I grew up here. And I always tell people and I tell my tours, when you get married, I'd gotten married 2 years before, your perspective of life changes a little bit, your priorities change. And I really wanted to be close to family when I was, going to decide to raise a family one day. And to me, there's nothing more important than your loved ones and having that, support. So moved my city husband from Dallas to Lubbock. And it was an adjustment. But the Madewells were building their beautiful venue, their 21,000 square foot venue. I did not meet them. Everyone's like, thinking we connected before I moved here. I actually was not working full time for 4 months when I moved here. And we kind of just fell in. I went through a 5 interview process with them because they are very team oriented and not just business growth, but they want personal growth and your development as a business person and entrepreneur, all of that. So they provide us with a lot of great tools for us to grow. But, Haley Madewell, she is a full-time wedding photographer. She's been, doing that for 10 plus years. Jacoby Madewell, her husband, runs, you know, Madewell Real Estate and multiple other things in the Madewell companies. And you've got Jordan Madewell, who does the construction side. And, of course, his wife, Lee, is very important, too. And so it's a family business, but they have so much going on. They were like, we need somebody to come run all of this that knows what they're doing. And with my experience, I think it was just a match made in heaven and just unmatched for anything else they had seen. I mean, it's kind of a luxury venue. The experience we want to give our brides is a luxury feel. And since I came from Arlington Hall in Dallas with, you know, big thousands and thousands and thousands, yeah, of dollars on tenting and weddings, you definitely see like all the moving parts in the background of what it takes to put on a full wedding production.
I mean, it's a production.
It's a production,
not,
yeah.
You know, it's not just putting some stuff on a table and doing this. And I mean, it is right. A full production. I'm so glad you came to Lubbock because I never would have got to meet you.
Yes.
So we got to connect and we've gotten super close just because we've had so many weddings at Madewell Estates. And we have a lot of weddings this year in 2025 and we're already looking at our calendar for 2026. So super excited to just mm-hmm. be out there. I mean, I think we have a wedding with you twice a month until
it's fantastic.
The new year. So
yeah, I love Colby. I love his team. One of the reasons we decided to partner together on this is because, you know, like I said, full circle, I can give you a lot of advice on the venue side, what works if you're a bride, a client, but also from the vendor side too. And Colby being in the planning side of everything, it's really a two-man job.
Yeah.
And so we hope we can give you some, you know, some
tips and tricks and kind of the differences between like venue manager and wedding planner, because I think there's this kind of misconception that, you know, venue manager right. is the wedding planner and the wedding, you know, it's just, there's a lot of different things and we play big and very important roles on a wedding day and just getting to work together on that I think is really important because, I mean, I feel like I couldn't do my job without you doing your job and, you know, I would hope it would be vice versa. So,
yeah.
You know, just giving all of the insider things that we do and all of our knowledge.
Yeah. A lot of things that, like, I do on my end is setting the vendor standard. Mm-hmm. If you hold as a venue, your vendors accountable to hold the standard that you want for your place, but also like the experience for the bride, everything is going to be so much better because the expectation is there. You've set it. It's in writing. I can go through like how we have certain agreement forms in place and all of that. One of the main things that I can rely on Colby and his team to do is making sure if I've got, you know, we have an open vendor policy. We welcome new vendors. We love them. But it's with expectations. And one of the things I can rely on Colby is to communicate those expectations very clearly to any new vendors coming in or clients and just really setting that overall standard. Right. Which is something we hope we can, like, use this podcast for as well. Just, you know, there's so many different venues. They all have their own rules. They all have their own, you know, styles. And it's important to have some type of level of understanding in this industry that we can all relate to, you know. I wrote down kind of, like, who this podcast is for and you know, ideally, like, we just want you to listen if you are in the wedding splash zone. Like, if you are a, you know, your sister's getting married or you're a bride or groom, mother of the brides, you know, this will be really helpful for families, vendors, obviously, and planners. If you are not even in the wedding industry yet, but you are looking to develop your skills and grow into it, this podcast is going to be something that we hope you can find as a informative resource. Tool. Uh-huh. And we're going to have, you know, special guests on here, some planners and florists and DJs and even bartenders, brides and couples to share their experiences and their stories and just really getting a whole sense of like all of these different moving parts that make the wedding industry so magical and so different and why we love it.
And I think also like that and then also getting to just get into the nitty gritty of like wedding planning because there's so much that people I feel like gets overlooked. And when I'm sitting in meetings with clients and I'm like, well, this is why I do this because of this, this, and this. And this is why, you know, I don't really recommend this because I've seen it, done it, heard it, all the things. And when you kind of break it down, people just kind of get that like, oh, that makes so much sense. I wouldn't even have thought about that. Because on a wedding day, it's just, it's pure hectic chaos. And there's a lot of nitty gritty things that tend to get overlooked. I mean, just like when clients are like, oh, I'll bring the cake, plates, and forks. And I'm like, I mean, you say that, but will you really? And then I'm like, girls, you know, they said they're going to bring it, but can we just pack extra just in case they don't? So we're not having to run here, there, and everywhere trying to get this together. So there's just a lot of things on our end that.
And don't rely on your venue to have that stuff because, believe me, the bride probably used it the week before because they forgot. So don't rely on your venue to do that.
There's just a lot of little things that people, you know, in wedding planning overlook. And I always tell people all the time, I'm so used to all these things because we're doing weddings every week and this has just become my norm. But when you're planning a wedding, it's your first wedding.
It's your first time. And don't be embarrassed. I always get brides during tours. They're like scared to ask questions or they, you know, they're just intimidated. And honestly, it's like we can pop out the answer to your question in seconds, but that is because a bride has asked that, you know, a thousand other times.
And I always tell brides, like, don't be scared. There's no dumb questions because I get it. Like, you know, this is your first one. You've never planned a wedding. Mm-hmm. You may know.
And that's a good thing. That means you haven't been married 30 times. Yeah.
Surface level things. But when it really gets down to it, and I'm like, the more I know, and I tell my brides, the more you know, and the more I know is – the more I know how to help you. I don't know how to help you if you don't let me know where you need help or if you don't know something.
Right.
Because I want to give you all of my knowledge, but I don't know if you don't ask or you don't, you know, I don't know.
And you can think you might just need a day of coordinator and then you can have a meeting with a planner and be like, oh, no. Like, I don't know how many brides have sent to Colby and they're like, oh, no, I need full – turns out I need help, and which is fine. Yeah. It's fine.
And it happens all the time. And I always tell brides, like, I'm not here in this meeting, you know, in our first initial meeting, looking at all the different packages, you know, I'm like, I love to get to know the client. And I'm like, where did you guys meet? How did you – you know, how and where and
all, the proposal, story.
All the things. And I want to hear your story because it also helps me get it to start planning and pulling all the personal ideas. I mean, I just met with a bride and she said that her – fiance is on the tech football team. And I said something that would be so fun instead of like the foam glow wands on the dance floor. Like, why don't we get the foam fingers from Texas Tech and just, you know, incorporate all the sweet details. But, and I don't even know where I was going with that, but it just
like building their story into their wedding and where they're from and who they are and doing a component that, is about them.
So and I like the... and I tell my brides all the time, I want your wedding to be so unique and so personal because I think a lot more goes into things when it's more personable and you can put your monogram on things and you can do this and do that and just pull ideas from your personal life. And I just think that it is a lot more fun when you can make your wedding really, really unique and special to you. And when we're sitting in meetings and clients are like, we just need a day of coordinator. And I'm like, tell me where you are so that I can meet you where you're at.
Yes.
And 9 times out of 10, and we start going through everything and they're like, actually, we need you for full service because we don't even know. Like, we just don't know. Yeah. And so, and I like to catch clients when they're at the early stages of planning because then I can help guide them all the way through to make the best decisions financially and making sure that we're staying in budget and, you know.
Functionally.
Yeah, functionally.
Like, that makes sense. That does not make sense.
And just keeping everything together and full circle so that it's not just, like, scatterbrained all over the place.
And I think from this podcast, too, like, you know, there's going to be some teachings and some things that we're going to go over, but we're going to have fun with it. And we're going to be honest. We're going to talk about etiquette. You know, and I've told Colby this 1,000 times, but if you're planning a $20,000 wedding or a $200,000 wedding, problems happen on every budget. And so we are going to use this podcast to hopefully get ahead of those things, some issues that could, you know, pop up or, even like you said, on a financial side, like, oh, I did not see that expense coming up. Or, you know, we're going to try to get ahead of it using this podcast. And then you can be like, oh, yeah, I heard that on Order on the Town.
Well, and like you said, you know, whether you're planning a $20,000 wedding or a $200,000 wedding, problems are going to occur regardless. And so just learning how to navigate. Plan for those and prepare and navigate. So if and when they do, hopefully not. And we always, you know, like, I mean, my biggest thing and the girls know, we're going to hope for the best, but prepare for the worst kind of thing. you will know and be ready and have all of that knowledge from us to be able to conquer that and just be like, oh, I got that because, you know, I heard on their podcast, if this happens, then, you know, do this, this, right. or that. So I think, you know, regardless of whatever you're spending on a wedding, there's always problems. So,
yeah, I'm excited. I think it's going to be something that everybody can get something out of and hopefully and enjoy it.
I think it's going to be fun because, I mean, whenever I'm out and about and in public or, you know, people are like, what do you do for a living? And I'm like, oh, you know, I create memories that last a lifetime. It's kind of like my punchline. And they kind of look at me like, how do you do that? And then I'm like, well, I'm a wedding planner. And everyone's like, oh, my gosh, you probably have the funnest job in the world. And I do. I absolutely love what I do. And so I think, you know, it's going to be so fun because everyone thinks our job is so fun. So I'm excited and getting to share all of our knowledge with, you know, people who are planning their wedding, in the midst of planning their wedding, at the tail end. I mean, wherever you are in the wedding planning process, I just think this is going to be super helpful from two wedding professionals that have been in the industry for several years now.
Yes. So our plan today was just to kind of introduce ourselves and give you like a little taste of our goals with this podcast. But, you know, what we have in store, like the seating chart from hell topic that we are going to touch on. But I want to get this out there. I want, if you want to subscribe and, you know, share this with your wedding crew or your, you know, crazy mothers and, you know, all of the things. You can follow us on socials. I've created an email that if you want to touch, you want us to touch on certain topics or you are a bride that does have questions about something, we'll definitely have some Q&As. But our email address is orderinthechapel@gmail.com. And that is where you can go to literally tell us anything, but send us ideas or topics that you definitely like are curious about or you don't quite understand. And it can, I mean, there's no uncomfortable zone mm-hmm, here. We're mm-hmm. here to guide you and help you. So we're going to post, you know, on Instagram and Facebook, and you can listen to us on Apple Music, Spotify. We'll get it launched.
And that's something that I really want people on the outside watching us do all of this. I really want you to take advantage of that because I, you know, from a planner and I think from your perspective too, like I want to hear what you guys, you know, have questions on because I want to get that answered because I want to give you all of my knowledge because I want your wedding at the end of the day to be the most seamless thing that has ever happened and the most seamless wedding that people have ever attended because I want you to be successful and I want, you know, everything to just be.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I thought you were like gonna stop at your wedding. I'm like, calm down. We're not selling anything yet.
You know, no. I just want your wedding to be all it can be. I mean, it's yes. it's a special day, and every bride deserves their dream wedding.
Yes. So if you're planning a wedding, you can think of us as your unofficial legal counsel, minus the fees and the hourly rates. and we're gonna have a episode every other week. You know, because we are in the wedding industry and we have a lot of things going on the weekends, our goal is to record and things on Wednesdays, get it edited or whatever we need to do. It's our first podcast. We'll see how it rolls, but all of that and then be able to launch it on Sundays. So it's a good end of week
kind of wind podcast, down.
Wind down, you know, Sunday.
Honey, pour you a glass of wine. Yes. And just wind down and get to listen to all of our crazy stories and tips and tricks and things. I mean,
yeah, we're going to spill the tea. We're going to have some fun.
A little bit of sass.
We believe, you know, if you know, you, you know. Yeah. So I mean, once everybody's in the know, it's going to be amazing.
It's going to be great. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think that's all we have for today. Like I said, follow us and subscribe and all the things that you do with these podcast things, and we're excited to get this going for y'all. So again, email us if there's anything you want to hear. It is orderinthechapel@gmail.com. Okay.
Thank you guys so much.